The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at uacpa.org.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today we are talking about how to minimize the cost of getting a new pet. And it all starts with adopting. Joining me today is Holly Sizemore. She is the Chief Mission Officer for Best Friends Animal Society. While all pets need a home, we're going to concentrate a little bit more on cats because we're coming into what's called kitten season, especially if you live in colder states. So Holly is going to help guide us through that process of how to reduce the pet population and where you can get pets for a reduced cost. Holly, what is the scene look like with cats right now in shelters?
Yeah, so both cats and dogs are at risk in shelters. So this time of year, you know, there's always cats available for adoption in shelters, always. However, many places, including Utah, especially places with winters like Utah, have what we call in the animal welfare business kitten season. And kitten season, we dread because during kitten season, cats and kittens come flooding into shelters. And that usually happens in the late spring and summer months. And that's when a lot of the shelters and rescue groups struggle desperately to keep up with that number of cats. And the number of cats and kittens killed just skyrockets. And that's usually, you know, May, June, July. So the good news is now is the time where those cats are in heat. And now is the time that we can prevent or mitigate the impacts of kitten season by spaying and neutering both your pet cats now and any outdoor cats. There's a lot of people who feed, you know, their hungry strays in the neighborhood, and those cats help keep the mice at bay. But many people don't think about spaying and neutering these stray cats that they may feed. They may not even be able to touch them, but there's a program called Trap, Neuter, Vaccinate, Return that we've been doing in Utah for decades now. And most cities and even some shelters run their own TNR programs, but there's a lot of resources out there. So if you're feeding an outdoor cat, it's very important because now's the time where they might be in heat. Now's the time where you might be hearing the yowling and fighting of male cats in the middle of the night. And that means that you've got cats around that are in heat. And so you can look up how to conduct TNR by going to the Best Friends website.
I know you mentioned Utah specifically, but are there those programs across the country where you can trap, neuter, and release?
Yes, TNR is now, it's only been in the last decade where it's become widely, widely accepted and the norm for both animal shelters and just communities in general to conduct trap, neuter, return. 20 years ago, it was very controversial. You still have some controversy surrounding it, but what we know now after doing this for decades, and Best Friends was one of the pioneers of TNR in the state of Utah and nationally, is that it works. It's the most efficient and effective way to reduce the numbers of cats on the landscape. So it really is a win-win, and now we have the studies that prove it, that it helps the cats themselves, it helps the wildlife because there's fewer cats. You know, you're stopping kittens from being born. And it helps mitigate a lot of the nuisance behaviors associated with cats, you know, like that males spraying, you know, right. The males mark their territory. And that unneutered male cat urine is very strong. And that goes away when you neuter those cats.
What if I don't have a lot of money? I've been feeding four or five cats in my backyard. And yeah, I would like to reduce the pet population, but I can't bring in four cats and pay to have them all neutered or spayed. I mean, that's expensive.
Yeah, it can be very expensive. And what I say is many times neighbors are often feeding the same stray cats. Like I joke because I have found time and time again where there's one orange cat and his name is Marco down the street, and around the corner, his name is Thomas. And so a lot of times, if you just let your neighbors know what you're doing, they want to help and they'll chip in for the cost of the spay or the neuter. A lot of times people will, you'll also find that they're also feeding the cat. So you can coordinate with your neighbors. it's uncanny how many of those neighborhood strays are fed by multiple parties. And so I suggest, first of all, talk to your neighbors, see if they want to pitch in. Go on your social media sites, particularly ones that are neighborhood based, and let them know that you're looking for resources to help. And a lot of people may be a little bit wary of scams on those sites. And so I've had people who say, hey, if you're willing to contribute, I've set up an account with the veterinarian. If you want to donate $10 or $20, just go ahead and donate it directly to the vet. And that will cover the cost of the spay neuters or any future care if we get, you know, a little excess money. So people want to help. And that's the beauty of it. Yeah. A lot of times people don't need to go at it alone. There's also programs, depending on where you live, where it can be subsidized. Some shelters offer the service for free even. So it's good to reach out to your local shelter and ask, do you have a trap neuter return program? Do you make humane traps available for loan? And do you have a discount or free service? Or do you know of resources where there might be some help there? There are a number of nonprofits, depending on where you live, and shelters who help with those costs.
Yeah, I used to work at a vet clinic many, many years ago. And we used to get people that would bring in their trapped cats, and then they'd present a coupon to us, and we would get paid $10. Woohoo! But I mean, this was years ago. But we would get $10 for the spay, which is, if it's a female, that spay was normally like $200. And we would get $10, but we did it as the service because I don't remember which group was subsidizing this, but they would just pay any veterinarian who would do the spay. They'd pay him, like, well, look, we know it costs you a lot more money, but look, here's $10.
Well, and we couldn't do this without the support of veterinarians and nonprofits. Humane Society of Utah offers discount spay neuter services, trap neuter return services. There's a lot of organizations that all chip in so that it is affordable to the trapper.
Can you go over really quickly, because you talked about, you know, the stray pets. What's the difference between a stray cat versus a feral cat? Because a lot of people use those terms interchangeably, and that they're not quite the same.
They're not quite the same. And yet for a TNR program, they often both qualify for a TNR program. We write ordinances that say if a cat is roaming outside and it doesn't have a collar or a microchip, it is eligible for TNR. Basically, if it's out there roaming around, if someone wants to spay, neuter, vaccinate that cat, because it is a community service and it's good for the community, the health of the cat, and for the health of the community to make sure that that cat is spay, neutered, and vaccinated. And so a feral cat is typically what we refer to as a wild cat that you can't touch. Now, a lot of times you may not be able to touch a cat in the beginning, but once they trust you, they become totally loving. So this is sort of a spectrum thing. And then a stray cat is just any cat that doesn't appear to have an owner. It doesn't have a collar or a tag or a microchip. And many TNR programs, we don't differentiate whether or not it's tame, stray, or feral. If it doesn't have an owner, there's no collar or tag, no microchip, it is eligible for these TNR programs. And that's great because a lot of times feral cats find themselves born out in the community and they grow up unused to humans. But some cats end up homeless out there that are had a home once and are tame, but they are homeless nonetheless.
So I know with Best Friends, you do take in a bunch of animals, not just cats and dogs, but your service takes in any animal that's having difficulties. How do you make your money? Because you have to pay employees, I would guess. You have to feed all these pets and different types of food. I even know you have a farm down in central southern Utah and you have horses. Like, they eat a lot and they cost a lot to feed. So how do you get your money?
Best Friends Animal Society does run the largest animal sanctuary in the U.S. down in Kanab, Utah. We get over 30,000 visitors a year to come visit the sanctuary, volunteer with the animals. It's an amazing, gorgeous place. The scenery is like a national park. The work that's being done there is magical. And the sanctuary was started by a group of people back in, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. And they really challenged the idea. 40 years ago, tens of millions of animals were being killed in U.S. shelters. And they looked at this situation and said, there needs to be something different here. This is abhorrent. And so it took decades. And the sanctuary really is the demonstration of what is possible when you know that every life matters. And we rely mostly on individual donations and people who come to the sanctuary, and they see not only that they're helping animals, they really see how much this helps people too. Because we have so many issues in society today where we're polarized, we're against each other, we're partisan. And yet the joy and the unconditional love and the value that pets bring to our lives, it's not just about saving pets. It's also a lot about saving people. And it is one of the few issues, we love it at Best Friends because it's one of the few nonpartisan issues that can bring us all together in a way that very few things can these days.
Right, because if you're way to the far right or far left, most of people, they like animals most likely. So yeah.
Yeah, almost everybody likes animals, and yes, almost everybody recognizes that by saving animals, it's not just beneficial to the animal. It helps you be a kinder, more compassionate person, and it helps you and your family have joy and unconditional love. And who doesn't want that?
Yeah. Do you find that one of the biggest reasons people are giving up their pets right now is because of lack of funds in their own lives?
That is one of the reason that people give up pets, is that they lack the resources, sometimes funds, sometimes other resources, to properly care for their pets. The top reasons why people give up pets are human related. This idea that pets and shelters are somehow damaged goods is a complete myth. Animals often end up shelters no fault of their own and issues surrounding the human. And it often is housing. They're moving, they can't find a place, landlord issues, money to be able to care for pets, too many pets in the household because they've had a litter and suddenly they don't have the resources to care for the pets. So yes, there are a lot of economic ties to why pets become at risk. Medical costs have gone up quite a bit. And so you see a whole host of issues that may result in people having to give up their pets that have nothing to do with how wonderful the pet is. Oh. And in fact, many people, this is the other way in which modern sheltering and shelters that save lives is so important, because many people who have to give up their pet, it is a highly traumatic, terrible experience for them and their children. And we're now working towards a day where none of these pets have to be killed. Only if they're irremediably suffering or they're too dangerous to be placed out in the community. So if they can be saved, we can save them. And so that's another way that contemporary animal sheltering helps both people and pets.
So the big thing is now, within the next 6 weeks, we need to get any pets that we see, especially cats at this time of year, spayed or neutered. And then because shelters are going to start getting inundated in the next couple of months with all the kittens that are coming in.
Yes, and they are currently inundated still with dogs. Adoptions are slowing for dogs. It's not that we're seeing a huge increase in dogs coming into shelters. That's not the problem. The problem is that adoptions are slowing and more people are choosing to buy from puppy mills as opposed to adopting from a shelter, which is a big part of this too. So as far as dogs go, our shelters are at capacity. There's so many cute dogs. As far as kittens and cats go, it's going to be a couple months when that kitten season goes into full gear. And so spaying and neutering now for both dogs and cats is important. And adopting and not buying is the second most important thing people can keep in mind right now.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a bit more about how much money can you actually save adopting from a shelter.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Money Making Sense, the show that affects your life in any way money-wise. We're talking about it, and today it's about the cost of pets, or actually just the initial process of adopting a pet. Joining me today is Holly Sizemore. She is the Chief Mission Officer for Best Friends Animal Society. We were just talking about adopting versus buying from a puppy mill or a pet store. Like, how much money can you really save? I mean, you have adoption fees and all that, and that's money.
Well, some shelters and rescue groups actually do have specials where adoptions may be zero. So okay. Their main goal as a shelter or rescue group is to save that life. It's not to make money. So that's great for the consumer because you can often get thousands of dollars worth of value in a shelter or rescue pet for a fraction of the cost. Oftentimes adoption fees are $100 or less. And if you're buying online from a puppy mill or a breeder, they can be $1,000, $2,000 or more sometimes. And oftentimes those dogs and cats are not spayed and neutered. They're not vaccinated. And shelters and rescue groups also have partners that want to help find homes for homeless pets. So we at Best Friends, for instance, we have deals on pet insurance. All our animals come spayed or neutered. If you get a pair, it's a buy one, get one free. So adopting oftentimes will save you hundreds of dollars, sometimes even thousands.
Yeah. And I can give you a story. When I used to work at the vet, we had a woman who told us that she bought this dog from a breeder. She saw it online to talk about scams. So the dog was shipped to her. And the certificate or the paperwork to show their genealogy was coming in the mail. And she spent $1,500 on this dog. And when it got to her, had no hair on it because it had Demodex, which is the skin mite that when it gets that out of proportion, and we're talking this would take months for all this dog to lose all of its hair. And it cost her another $3,000 in treatments to get the dog back, like all the skin mites, the Demodex killed, and this hair to start growing back. And not that you can't have some health problems from adopting, but when they come to you before they're up for adoption, don't most shelters like have veterinarians look at them?
Yes. And those animals are in the care of a group that their mission, their mandate is the well-being of pets and pet parents. And so it's a whole different ballgame. I hear, sadly, that story you just told. I hear these stories over and over again. There's a lot of unscrupulous breeders out there, and puppy mills are horrible. They don't care about the well-being of the pet at all. They don't really care about the people adopting. I'm using air quotes there. They just care about the bottom line. And so when you adopt from a shelter or rescue group, you know that these people care about your experience and they care about the pet. And you benefit too, because you're also saving hundreds of dollars. So I would never buy a pet sight unseen online. I mean, it just would never occur to me. People shouldn't do it.
Yeah. And I will never, ever buy from a pet store or anything like that, because you don't always know the background of that pet that they shipped in. I mean, it could be illegally shipped. Even if the pet store thinks it's getting a non-illegal pet, you don't know.
You don't know. And they've gotten very good, these unscrupulous breeders, at putting out this beautiful picture online about how wonderful they are. And because you can't really see behind the curtain, you don't know that it's a total scam. So in order to get the healthiest pet for the best price, adopting from a shelter or rescue group is absolutely the way to go. Love and the great pet is the same. You know, the unconditional love is just as abundant in a rescue pet.
You can get your love for really cheap as opposed to really expensively.
Exactly. If you want a cheap date.
Right. And don't most of them, the shelters, at the very least, the first set of shots has already been given before you even adopt the pet?
Oftentimes it's the first set of shots. It's the spay and the neuter and even other things, deworming. I mean, a lot of times it comes with a whole host of benefits, and some shelters even send you home with a free leash or a free carrier. I mean, it's pretty amazing. The kind of cost savings and perks you get when you adopt.
And I know, like you mentioned, some of the adoption fees are free, if they're, especially if you're running a special, like buy one, get one free. But even if it's minimal, it's like 50, maybe 75 bucks at most is the most I've ever seen an adoption fee. And for $75, like you said, you're getting them spayed or neutered, which, trust me, a neuter is at minimum, even at a cheap vet, is like $150. A spay is now up to like $400 or $500. So you just saved yourself a bunch of money that way. And then vaccines are going to run you $150 to $200 minimum on top of the spay and neuter if you are getting a pet from a breeder that hasn't done any of that stuff and taking them to a vet.
Exactly. There's just no comparison to how it makes sense from an economics point of view, and it also makes sense from a kind of reward point of view, because you also have the satisfaction of knowing that you saved a life. And that's, you know, there's no price tag you can put on that. That's pretty cool. I love it when I'm walking my dog and you talk to other people walking their dogs and they're like, oh, where'd you get your dog? And people light up. Oh, I adopted from my local shelter. Oh, I adopted from this rescue group. Oh, and we have this great conversation about how rewarding and fun it is to rescue a homeless pet.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, Holly Sizemore, you are the Chief Mission Officer at Best Friends Animal Society, and you've helped us understand it's really important to spay or neuter your pet any time of the year, but we are coming up onto kitten season, as you said, so getting it taken care of now is critical. And also, I love what you said. You can get your love for much less money than if you go to a breeder or a pet store. So it's all about the love.
All about the love.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.